Good morning and welcome to the Monday Business Watch. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Sitting with me inside the KRWG studios is Jason Gibbs, business editor for the Las Cruces Sun News. Jason, happy Monday morning to you.
Good morning, Edmundo.
On the cover this week, you've got something interesting that caught my attention, time banking.
A very interesting concept. It's actually one of the few times that we've not run a business featured on the cover of the business tab. But this is a really interesting concept. It's an alternative commercial option, and it's sort of built around community assistance. And, you know, I'm a ranch kid from here in New Mexico, and we used to just call it neighboring up.
Okay.
If you need to haul hay and I need my fence fixed, we'll work out a deal. And that's essentially what time banking is doing here in Las Cruces. The Doña Ana Communities United organization, they're promoting this, and it's either a labor or skill sharing service. And they ask that you go to an orientation, you join, you put in a couple of hours of labor working for the group, and then anything above and beyond that that you put in, you can then ask on another neighbor, a friend, another member of the group to give you some help. So say you need your lawn mowed, but you're good at maybe editing resumes.
Yes.
You can do a swap.
And this time and age, you've got a lot of people that are talented with, say, computers or something indoors. But like me, I stink at doing anything outdoors.
Exactly. And this is a way that these skills get shared, these talents get shared throughout the community. And it's a really interesting service. I was talking to Carrie Bachman, and she's working with this through the DACU. And they're actually working with the Community Foundation of Southern New Mexico and hoping to get launched on a larger scale. It's been done nationally, and it's something that's still sort of in its early stages here in Las Cruces. They began planning, I believe, in February and are around 40 members now. But one of the interesting things, I attended one of the orientation meetings last week, and there was a woman there who had her two children with her, and she needs to get those kids to some medical appointments. And she said, basically, I can clean your kitchen, I can clean your house, I have these skills to offer, I just need these rides at these times. And there were other people there that could offer that to her. So time banking is really interesting. It's we've seen this with the millennial generation sort of doing the time sharing and non-monetary systems. So it's kind of going to be interesting, I think, to see this set up in Las Cruces and see how it goes.
And time, as always, of the essence. And, you know, when you need the help, it's nice to know that there are people that can help.
Exactly. And I think that's what they were telling me. That's one of the reasons they ask people to come to the orientation, is to actually meet each other.
Great.
And understand what skills each person has to offer.
We definitely need to do a follow-up on that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
And on the profile this week, you've got G3 Fitness.
Yeah, Alexia gave us a great profile this week for folks who live around the West Picacho area. Firo and his son Jacob Gallardo, they've opened G3 Fitness Center at 2701 West Picacho. They opened about a month ago, and it's a smaller location, sort of more intimate, shall we say, for workouts, so people can come and go as they please. And it's going to be a really good location, I think. They have one personal trainer right now and a circuit instructor, and they plan to get more. And they want to actually expand and get a female personal trainer to sort of cater to the ladies in the community that want to work out as well. And it's a unique location for a workout.
It's something that we've been discussing in previous weeks about Southern New Mexico being prime for tourism, and it's nice to see the Hispanic Chamber with a column this week.
Yeah, we got a great column from Belia Alvarez with the Hispanic Chamber. You know, she used to oversee Hotel Encanto.
That's
here,
right.
And now she's with New Mexico Heritage Hotels.
Which oversees Hotel Encanto.
Yes, exactly. So she's got a good idea on what tourism means to New Mexico and how much it can bring economically. And she also has a great insight into southern New Mexico. And it's nice to see her talking this week about supporting business partners here in southern New Mexico. And, you know, it really is an exciting time for tourism in New Mexico, and particularly southern New Mexico. You know, the president actually visited Carlsbad Caverns. So
that's right.
We can even say that we've got a presidential stamp of approval on some of our tourist attractions. It's great for New Mexico. It's great for southern New Mexico. And it's nice to see Velia sort of weighing in again. It's good to have her back. I hope that people will pick up the paper and read this week.
Now, last Thursday and Friday were very busy for, you know, as far as the Sun News goes, covering local business impact.
We had a very interesting week last week. The governor was down here along with John Varela, our director of the Secretary of Economic Development. And they announced a couple of things that I think will really impact Las Cruces. Not only were they talking about, well, $1.8 million in LIDA funding for Santa Teresa, which will allow them to, it's just, some people say it's just for a well. It's much more than that. That is going to support the entire West Park development that's going in. And also, I was talking to Jerry Pacheco, and he told me that it's sort of getting the infrastructure in place for eventual housing development out there to give some residences for all of these workers that we're creating out here. And there's great things going on here in Las Cruces. If you're a fan of beer, I have great news.
And who is not a fan of cerveza? Not?
Yeah. De La Vegas, the Pecan Brewery, is expanding. They'll have 40 new jobs and be bottling beer here in Las Cruces that can then be shipped statewide, nationwide.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, Jason.
My pleasure, as always.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.